This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
So let's take a look at your starting lineups. It'll be the visiting Staunton Bulldogs. Leading off and playing center field will be Zach Urey. Batting second and playing shortstop is Sam Best. Batting third and pitching for the Bulldogs is Caden Sylvester. Batting fourth and playing left field is Kyle Favor. Batting fifth and catching is Caden Sherlock. Batting sixth and playing third base is Matthew Sievers. Batting seventh and playing second base is Blake Mersch. Batting eighth and the designated hitter is Cody Urey. And batting ninth and playing first base is Frank Goss. And the first pitch from Carlinville hurler Aiden Taberzi, I believe, missed just for a ball. And they're going to check to see if his swing went around. And indeed, it is a ball, so he did not offer. So one pitch, 1-0 is the count to the Staunton center fielder, Zach Urey. And there's a strike one, so the count now 1-1 on the leadoff hitter. A beautiful day for baseball here in Carlinville. You're listening to WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Levi Ubelt, our producer, back in the Ox pen, as there's a breaking pitch in the dirt and outside. So it's 2-1 on Urey. A couple of Ureys in this Staunton lineup today. The 2-1 pitch to the Staunton center fielder catches the lower part of the zone. It is 2-2. Aiden Taberzi on the mound for Carlinville. We'll have your complete cavi defensive alignment right after this batter. The 2-2 pitch to Urey is swung on, grounded weakly to the third base side. Third baseman Hart has it, fires to first for the first out. Nope. Dropped it on the transfer, they said, though. He is out, okay, is what they're saying. So the leadoff man is retired 5-3, and that'll bring up Sam Best for the Bulldogs. Defensively, as we said, for Carlinville, playing third base is Ryan Hart. The shortstop is Lonnie Rosentrater. Second baseman is Alex Strutner, and at first base is Carson Weiser. The pitcher, Aiden Taberzi. The catcher, Henry Kufa. Left field, as there's a line drive into center field for our first hit of the game off the bat of Sam Best. So he has a one-out single. And that'll bring up Caden Sylvester for the Bulldogs. Again, left to right in the outfield for Carlinville. Left fielder Kyle Bloom. Center fielder Liam Tiemann. And the right fielder is Colton Costello. Taberzi for Carlinville will work out of the stretch for the first time today. We have two live games on the Tally Broadcasting stations today. You want to switch back and forth between this one and our other one? Turn over to WSMI FM 106. We've got Litchfield at North Mac for another regional 2A semifinal game. As there's a high fly ball deep into left field off the bat of Sylvester. Left fielder going back. It is gone. Home run off the bat of Caden Sylvester. And Staunton a 2-0 lead as we play here in the top of the first inning.
Runs come fast when you have a kid that just pops one right out of the fence. 3-10 down the lines here and 3-40 in the power alley. So not a very deep field per se, but he got all of it.
Yes, he did. So 2-0 Staunton off the home run by Caden Sylvester. Good start for the Bulldogs here in the top of the first as Aiden Taberzi will look to shake things off and move past it. That'll bring up Kyle Favor for Staunton. He's in left field for the Bulldogs. All batters for Staunton so far batting from the right side as Favor swings and misses, and it is 0-1. Again, the winner of this game plays the winner of Litchfield and North Mac, which is our game on WSMI FM 106 right now. As there's a ball that is low and away, it is 1-1. Waiting on deck for the Bulldogs is Caden Sherlock. And he will bat in this inning because there is only one out. There's a strike down the middle. It is 1-2 on Favor. 2-0 Staunton, a two-run homer off the bat of Caden Sylvester to drive in Sam Best. Only one out here in the top of the first. There's a breaking pitch outside and low. It evens up the count 2-2. The pitcher, Sylvester, helping his own cause. The Staunton pitcher, that is.
No doubt about it.
The 2-2 pitch on the way to Favor. Well outside and low. Goes all the way to the backstop, and it is now a full count. We'll see if Taberzi can settle things down here for Carlinville. Carlinville is the better seed in this matchup. That's why they're hosting this game. And there's a pitch that just misses the outside part of the zone, and it is a walk to Kyle Favor, and that brings up Caden Sherlock. He said Carlinville the better seed in this game. I don't think it's by much. I could be wrong, but I think it's a 4-5 matchup.
Wow. And you know the seeding, David, happened so long ago. Some of these teams only played a handful of games.
It's true.
Really there's hard to seed them properly.
Check on the runner at first as Favor is back in safely. As Sherlock waiting for his first pitch to be delivered from Taberzi. One out, runner on first for Staunton. Breaking pitch, that is low. It is ball one to Sherlock. A nice backdrop here at Carlinville at the baseball field. You can see the high school directly at center field as the runner at first, Favor, taking off towards second. The throw is in time, but to the wrong side of the bag as Favor able to slide around it, and he steals second base cleanly.
Yeah, the throw did beat him to the base, but like you say, on the wrong side, so time he makes the tag, he's already there.
Yeah. So the count 2-0 now on Caden Sherlock with a runner on second now, still only one out for Staunton in the top of the first inning. There's a strike, and it's 2-1 now. Temperatures in the mid-80s as we play here at Carlinville High School. Very light breeze on and off. It is much appreciated. As there's a ground ball to the shortstop, Rosentrader has it, fields it, fires to first. It is a low throw, but picked out over there at first base. And I think they called him out. I was shielded by the second base umpire.
Out was called, yep.
So Sherlock grounds out and has retired 6-3, but he does his job as he advances Favor over to third base. Staunton has a runner on third, two outs now, and the batter will be Matthew Sievers. Taberzi still pitching from the stretch. He pitches inside, jams in, the ball goes over the shortstop's head, and a third run of the inning is going to come in off the RBI single from Matthew Sievers.
Mr. Sievers just put it over the head of the shortstop, and that gives the Bulldogs another run.
Jammed him, but good right. Piece of hitting by Sievers to get it over the outstretched arms of Rosentrader. So it is 3-0 in the top of the first inning. And Blake Mersch to bat for Staunton, and that hits him in the top of the helmet. He's okay. Just tipped the top of the helmet, but enough to award him first base. And the jam will continue for Carlinville. For Staunton, their inning continues. And it'll be runners on first and second, and the eighth batter to come to the plate in this top of the first inning. That's Cody Urey, and our first mound visit of the day as Don Borgini makes his way out to the mound, trying to settle Aiden Taberzi down. Not a good start for the Carlinville right-hander, but still, it is only 3-0. Game is not over by any stretch of the imagination.
In high school terms, never. You can get in those double digits easily sometimes.
Yeah. Well, we saw the Dodgers score 11 first-inning runs against the Cardinals a couple nights ago.
I tried not to see that.
So Cody Urey, the designated hitter now, batting for Staunton. He is hitting for the right fielder, Evan Treckler. And he has runners on first and second, two outs, top of the first inning, as there's a pitch right down the middle called strike one. 3-0 Bulldogs here in the top of the first. A two-run homer off the bat of Caden Sylvester, three batters into the game. And then an RBI single from Matthew Sievers, as there's one low and outside. It is 1-1. We welcome you, those who are listening online, WAOX.com. We appreciate our streaming audience. The 1-1 pitch outside, but swung on and missed by Urey, and it is 1-2. So Taberzi stares into his battery mate, Henry Kufa, has his sign. Breaking pitch lined off to the right side. It is caught by the first baseman. And the side is retired. But Staunton scores three in the top half of the first inning. And as we go to the bottom half of the inning, your score, Staunton 3, Carlinville coming to bat. You're listening to High School Baseball on 105.3, The Ox. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar back here at Carlinville High School, where we head to the bottom of the first inning between Staunton and Carlinville. Leading off for the Cavvies will be the catcher, Henry Kufa. Batting second is Aiden Taberzi, and batting third is Ryan Hart. The cleanup hitter for Carlinville is Carson Weiser. Batting fifth is Lonnie Rosentrader. Batting sixth is Kyle Bloom. Batting seventh, Colton Costello. Batting eighth for the Cavvies, Liam Tiemann. And batting ninth is the designated hitter, Evan Bethard. He is hitting for Alex Strutner, who is at second base today for Carlinville. The pitcher for Staunton in today's game, again, Cadence Sylvester. He homered in the top half of the opening inning, and his first pitch here is right down central for a called strike one. His battery mate, Caden Shearlock, for the Bulldogs. Kufa bats with a little bit of a crouched open stance from the right side. The 0-1 pitch is low. It is 1-1. Sylvester pitching with a 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning. Two of those runs, he earned himself a deep home run to left field in the top of the first. The 1-1 pitch to Kufa catches the zone. It is 1-2 now.
Well, Sylvester should feel a little relaxed with a 3-run lead.
More relaxed than he probably would otherwise, normally, as call timeout is called now. And we'll do it again.
Until that first base runner gets on.
Well, it's a 3-0 lead for the moment. We'll see how long it lasts. These are two very good South Central Conference baseball teams this season. There's a 1-2 pitch popped up off to the left side, jammed in left fielder favor, going over a lot of foul territory, and it drops foul ball, so a very loud inconsequential play. The wind picking up just a little bit here at the moment. A lot of foul territory down both sidelines. But not a lot behind the backstop, or excuse me, behind home plate, rather.
Not a whole lot of room, so pass balls, wild pitches could have a play very easily.
Yeah. The 1-2 pitch is in the dirt, goes to the backstop. It's now 2-2 on Kufa. We'll get your Staunton defensive alignment after Kufa's at bat. We've still yet to see a left-handed hitter in this ball game, but we're going to with the second-place hitter for Carlinville. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Kufa is swung on and just got a piece of it, they said, and we'll do it again. You don't see a lot of catchers hit leadoff, but Carlinville has one here. The 2-2 pitch on the way from Sylvester to Kufa. A fly ball into center field. Coming on is Yuri. He dives and makes the catch, slides rather, for the first out of the inning.
Good play by Yuri in center field. Seen the ball right off the bat. Came in and just did that, like you say, a little quick slide. Put himself in better position to catch it.
Defensively for Staunton, left to right in the outfield, Kyle Favor, Zach Urey, and Evan Treckler. On the infield at third base is Matthew Sievers. Shortstop is Sam Best. Second baseman, Blake Mersch. And first base is Frank Goss. The pitcher again for Staunton, Caden Sylvester. And the catcher, Caden Shearlock. So the first pitch to Aiden Taberzi, who bats from the left side, is outside for a ball. The second pitch down the middle for a called strike one. Count 1-1 on the Carlinville pitcher. One out, nobody on here in the bottom of the first inning. Pitch is a ground ball to the left side. Nice hop for the shortstop. Best has it. Fires the first for the second out. And a two quick outs to start this bottom of the first inning for Carlinville.
Second hop was a little surprising to me, actually. Had a big hop on the first one, then he got a second big hop right at him.
Had to be quick, as Taberzi is no slouch on the base paths, so got the throw over to first in time, and Ryan Hart the batter now for Carlinville. First pitch misses the outside part of the plate. It is 1-0. Waiting on deck is Carson Weiser. Sylvester peers in, has his sign, and he fires. There's a fly ball off to the right side. Coming in is the right fielder Treckler. He's called off. No. It's going to drop in for a, what do you think, Carl? Error or hit?
Well, probably go as a hit, as neither one really went for it.
No.
I don't know if it was I got it, you take it, one of the things or what, but yeah. It looked like a catchable ball. Let's put it that way.
It's the right fielder's ball because it's a better angle for him, but it looked like second baseman Blake Mersch might have had a play on it, but he looked at the right fielder at the last second, and the ball dropped. So, with two outs, Ryan Hart reaches with a single, and that'll bring up the cleanup man, Carson Weiser. First pitch he sees is fouled off to the right side and out of play. It's 0-1. Waiting on deck is Rosentrader if Weiser can extend this inning. Carlinville seeking their second consecutive regional championship as they did win the last regional, or the regional in 2019, the last time we had high school baseball. They eventually lost to Pleasant Plains in the sectional semifinals that year. That was a pretty good Carlinville baseball team, too.
Really good team. And of course, you run up to Pleasant Plains, you expect a good team, and they usually are.
Yep. So the 0-1 pitch on the way to Carson Weiser is down the middle. It is called strike two. So Carlinville, a runner on first, two outs, bottom of the first inning. They trail Staunton 3-0. After surrendering a two-out single, Caden Sylvester, trying to retire the Cavies. Matt Sylvester played for Ohio State basketball back in the day and ended the Fighting Illini perfect season back in 2004-2005. As there's a hit batsman, Carson Weiser, and that's not what he wanted to do. Our second of the game, first for the Cavies at the plate. And that'll get the potential tying run to the plate here in the bottom of the first.
I believe it's an off-speed pitch, what makes it the pain of being hit a little better.
Yeah. And that'll bring up Lonnie Rosentrader, who bats with runners on first and second and two outs, and now the catcher, Shearlock, heading out to the mound to have a word with his pitcher. You had him in a favorable 0-2 count.
Probably
and then you
lost him. Waste a pitch.
Yeah.
Inside and breaking ball that didn't break at all.
A perfectly symmetrical baseball field in terms of dimensions here. 310 down both baselines. 340s in the power alleys, and then 360 to dead center. And there's a strike to Rosentrader. It is 0-1. The freshmen on these two teams are freshmen, and the sophomores basically are freshmen too because they didn't get a freshman baseball season last year. 0-1 pitch on the way to Lonnie Rosentrader is in the dirt. It's 1-1. Waiting on deck for Carlinville, Kyle Bloom. If Rosentrader can extend the inning. Again, Litchfield at North Mac is the game going on right now over on WSMI FM 106. Then our third game of the evening on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, Hillsboro at Gillespie Baseball, can be heard around 7 o'clock tonight on WSMI FM 106 as there's a called strike to Rosentrader, and now Caden Sylvester is a strike away from getting out of this first inning jam. The 1-2 pitch on the way. It is lined into right field. Going in on his first steps is Treckler, and he makes the catch for the third out of the inning. Carlinville strands a pair of runners, and we've played one inning here at Carlinville High School. Your score, Staunton 3, Carlinville 0. We'll be back after these messages on WAOX. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar, back with you from the Terry Tote Mobile Studios here at Carlinville High School. We just received our first update of the game over on WSMI. North Mac a 1-0 lead over Litchfield. And that one, we are in the top of the second here at Carlinville. Leading off for Staunton will be Frank Goss. And it'll be back to the top of the order in Zach Urey and Sam Best. First pitch to Goss is outside for ball one. Goss at first base today for the Bulldogs. 1-0 pitch is a fouled straight back, and it's 1-1.
Percy walked a batter and hit a batter in that last inning. Of course, gave up the three runs. But he definitely wants to settle in now and trying to improve on that by far.
Pitching a scoreless inning here would be huge for him. There's a breaking pitch that is outside and low. It's 2-1. 9-1-2 in the order for Staunton in this top of the second inning, as the Bulldogs sent eight men to the plate in the first. There's a hard ground ball to the second baseman.
He boots it
to Struttner, but Goss does not run well, and the throw goes high as they had time to get him, and Goss is safe at first base on the error by the second baseman. That's an error all the way.
Yeah, he had a pretty routine play. All he had to do is field it and right himself, but he kind of let it play off his heel, and then he kicked it a little bit too, and still almost had time to throw the runner out.
It was a hard hit ball to second. He was moving to his right, booted it, had time to recover, but I don't think he realized it, and then overthrew it at first. So you only give him one error because he didn't advance anywhere else, but two mistakes on the play.
Two mistakes, but one error, you're right.
And that'll bring up Zach Urey, the leadoff hitter for Staunton, and he sees a ball low. It's 1-0. Urey grounded out to the third baseman in his previous plate appearance. Runner at first for Staunton here in the top of the second inning. They lead Carlinville 3-0. The 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. It is 1-1. They say, I think he just got a piece of it.
The Cavies will definitely look to try and pull a double play off here.
1-1 pitch is a high fly ball off to the right side. It's going to go foul, and it will be out of play, and it'll be strike two. Sam Best waiting on deck for Staunton. He singled and scored in the first inning. Aiden Taberzi has pitched out of the stretch a lot today already, and that's where he is right now. The 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Good pitch, and Urey is down swinging.
Taberzi gets his first strikeout of the ball game,
and that'll bring up Best, who singled and scored in the first inning. He bats with a runner on first and one out. Taberzi has a sign. First pitch curveball is down the middle for a called strike one. We saw the Staunton bats pretty aggressive in the top of the first. You wonder if that's going to change the way Taberzi pitches these hitters. Here's a pop-up on the infield. The shortstop, Rosentrader, calling for it, and he has it for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Caden Sylvester. Again, he homered to left field in the first inning to give Staunton a 2-0 lead. He bats with a runner on first and two outs in the top of the second. Burzy looks in, has a sign. There's a breaking pitch, hung a little bit, but Sylvester not swinging. It's called strike one. Goss has his lead at first base after reaching on the air. That one misses the outside part of the plate. It is 1-1. You're listening to high school baseball here on WAOX. Class 2A regional semifinal between Staunton and Carlinville. Winner gets the winner of North Mac and Litchfield. There's a line drive into left field, base hit, as Caden Sylvester is 2-for-2, as he has himself a two-out single. Goss just advances 90 feet to second base, and now Kyle Favor, who walked and scored, will bat now with runners on first and second and two down. Taberzi in a jam yet again for the second straight inning. He pitches a first pitch breaking ball. It misses, and it's 1-0. Staunton aggressive in the first, and in the second inning, Taberzi giving him a heavy dose of first pitch breaking pitches. There's a off-speed pitch on 1-0. It misses high, and it is 2-0. I think that was a changeup.
Definitely not where you want to change up.
No.
High at any time.
Brings the count to 2-0 on Kyle Favor. Favor bats from the right side for Staunton. He pitches that one inside, jammed him, but all Favor could do is foul it straight back. It's 2-1. Staunton with the red tops, gray pants today, red caps, Carlinville, white tops, white pants, and the blue caps. The 2-1 pitch on the way from Taberzi to Favor is a breaking pitch. Catcher lost it, but not far enough away for the runners to advance. The count on Favor is 3-1. Kufa couldn't find it, but it was in his mitt, and then it fell out of it. 3-1 the count on Kyle Favor. Top of the second inning, Staunton leading 3-0. Bulldogs have runners on first and second, two outs. As there's a high fly ball into right field. Costello going back at the wall, off the top of the wall and over. Is that going to be a home run? Yes, it is. Second home run of the ball game. A three-run shot this time by Kyle Favor. And your score, 6-0, Staunton, as the Bulldogs are fired up here in Carlinville. Wow.
Right on top of the wall. You see it hit and bounce, and over it goes. Right around the 340 mark.
6-0 Staunton, top of the second inning, and the Bulldogs blowing it open here so far as we're not even two innings into this ball game. That'll bring up Caden Shearlock for the Bulldogs now. He bats with the bases empty and two outs. Now if you're Taberzi, all you can do is reset. You've got nobody on and just try to keep it at six runs. There's a first pitch breaking ball again outside. It is 1-0. Shearlock grounded to the shortstop in his first inning at bat. There's a fastball that is high, misses. It is 2-0. Waiting on deck for Staunton is Matthew Severs. If Shearlock can continue the inning, as there's a pitch that's inside, misses, 3-0 now, and Taberzi is laboring. 3-0 pitch on the way from Taberzi to Shearlock. It is low, and a four-pitch walk issued to the Staunton catcher.
An error earlier in this inning. David made extended the hitting and causes that three-run homer, so all three are unearned runs.
It did, and Don Borgini is going to head to the mound.
Already his second visit.
And you wonder if that's it for Taberzi on the day. We've got a courtesy runner for Staunton. It is going to be all for Aiden Taberzi. He comes out. And we'll have a pitching change. We'll have more information for you, but first we'll take a break. You're listening to High School Baseball on 105.3, The Ox. So Aiden Taberzi's day is done on the mound for Carlinville. He does move over to third base right now. He's responsible for the runner at first base, which was Caden Shearlock, but he's been lifted for a courtesy runner for Staunton. I'll have that courtesy runner's name for you in just a second. Meanwhile, for Carlinville, the pitcher for the Cavies now is Ryan Hart. He moves from third base, so a real easy switch. Third base moves to pitcher, and pitcher moves to third base. So that courtesy runner for Staunton is either Luke DeWitt or Preston Denny. I think it's Luke DeWitt. It's number 11. I think DeWitt was on the scorecard. So DeWitt, the courtesy runner for Staunton at first base for the catcher, Caden Shearlock. Matthew Severs, the batter now for Staunton. He bats with a runner on first. Still two outs. A big looping 12-6 curveball right down the middle called strike one to Severs. And Matthew had an RBI single in the first inning. He'll try to extend the inning here. Again, Staunton a 6-0 lead in the top of the second inning. There's a pitch that misses the outside part of the plate. It's 1-1. Six runs for Staunton in almost two innings so far today. Five have come off the long ball. 1-1 is the count on Severs. Breaking pitch is outside. It's 2-1. Not the way you wanted to start if you were Carlinville.
Oh, no, not at all. Of course it is. Winner, go on, and loser, it's over. So, you know, all pitchers are on hand for this ball game.
That's right. So the 2-1 pitch is grounded to the third baseman. Taberzi fields it in fair territory, fires the first, and not in time as the throw pulled the first baseman off the bag. That's going to be an infield single off the bat of Matthew Severs, as that would have been a tough play. moving to his left for Taberzi.
Made a good play of getting to it. Had to dive, actually, to knock it down.
Even if the throw makes it, I don't think it was in time.
Right. It's amazing, though. You go from pitching to third, and first thing they do is hit the ball at you.
The ball will find you. So Blake Mersch bats now. He was hit by a pitch in his only plate appearance. He bats with runners on first and second. And two outs here in the top of the second. Breaking pitch is low for ball one. Mersch is the eighth batter to come to the plate this inning.
And if I believe the first inning was eight batters also.
Yes, it was.
Like came to the plate.
The 1-0 pitch on the way to Mersch is a ground ball weakly to the third base side again. This one will stay foul, and it's 1-1. Well, we hope Taberzi was prepared to play third base. I don't think he was expecting it this early, but so far a couple of balls hit his way. Only had to field one of them, though. So Hart peers in, has his sign, and fires the 1-1 pitch. It's a fastball. It is low, and it is 2-1. 6-0, Staunton leading, top of the second inning over Carlinville. Bulldogs with runners on first and second. And two outs. No, runner on first and two outs. No, there's a runner on second. I was shielded again. My mistake is they're going to try and pick the runner at second off. The ball goes into center field. Is he going to scoot far enough away? He's going to try for it, and he'll make it to third base safely. So another error by this Cavi team. And Carlinville now, Staunton, has a runner 90 feet away from scoring yet again. The pitch, by the way, was a ball. It's 3-1. I'm going to give the error to the catcher because I couldn't see who the fielder was who missed it. So 3-1 is the count on Blake Mersch. The pitch swung on and missed. Good off-speed pitch there to fool him, and it is now a full count. Hart needs this strike here. Cavi's down 6-0. Runners on the corners for Staunton. The 3-2 pitch on the way to Mersch. Foul tipped. Catcher couldn't hang on. I think it actually got a piece of his lower body, and he'll hobble around, try to walk it off. We'll do it again. That's painful.
Always is.
Especially if it misses the protection.
Right, and it does seem to find a way to do that.
Yeah. Home plate umpire having words with catcher Kufa, giving him a little bit of extra time. Now, if he did get hit in the knee, now is when you find out how it really hurts when you get back in the squat.
That puts a little pressure on it, don't it?
Yes, it does. So it's a 3-2 count on Blake Mersch. Ryan Hart with the runner going. High breaking ball. It misses the upper part of the zone, and it is a walk to load the bases.
For the Cavs, their third walk already in this ball game, first by Ryan Hart.
And that'll bring up the ninth man to come to the bat this inning for Staunton, Cody Urey. He lined out to the third baseman or first baseman in the first inning. He sees a ball one low here. Bases are loaded for Staunton. We are in the top of the second inning. Bulldogs a 6-0 lead over Carlinville. The 1-0 pitch on the way to Urey. As a bloop shot over to the right field side, it is out of play, and it's 1-1. Carlinville comes into today, I believe, the 4 seed again, and Staunton the 5 seed, so you could call it an upset if Staunton wins, but it wouldn't be by much. But we're still very early in this game. It is 1-1 to Cody Urey. It is outside, and it's 2-1. 6-0 Bulldogs over Carlinville, top of the second inning. The 2-1 pitch to Urey. That's outside and low. It's 3-1. And when you are having trouble finding the zone, you're not going to get any close calls.
That's usually the case. It's tough to find that zone once you lose it.
Waiting on deck is Frank Goss for Staunton. The 3-1 pitch down the middle. It is 3-2 now. Ryan Hart, the second pitcher of the day again for Carlinville. And the pitch, as the runners are going, is low, and another run comes in as the bases loaded walk makes it a 7-0 lead for Staunton. Give Urie an RBI. And Frank Goss, who batted once already in this inning, bats now with the bases still loaded and two outs. He reached on an error by the second baseman just a little bit ago. There's a foul ball, and it's 0-1. That seems like forever ago.
It was a long time ago.
It was just this inning.
It was this inning, but it was a long time ago, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That error, of course, opens the floodgates. And
it does.
Otherwise, this inning would have been over.
So the runs that have scored this inning have been unearned runs because that home run came after two outs. As there's a pitch that's low and away, it is 1-1 now. Tough day for DeBerzy. Tough day for Carlinville so far. But yet again, we are still only in the second. It is 7-0 Staunton. There's a pitch right down the middle, and Goss swings through it. And Goss is down to his last strike in this at-bat. Hart peers in, has his sign, and fires. There's a high fly ball deep to left field. Going way back is Bloom. That's a grand slam. And Staunton has blown this game open. The third home run of the game. And we're not even through the top of the second inning, Carl.
Nope. And three different batters on this team have now homered in this game. And that one, again, down the 310 line, about 20 feet fair and way out of here.
11-0, Staunton leads over Carlinville, top of the second inning. Wow. Wow. And now we're back to the top of the order with Staunton in Zach Urie.
And what a way to continue. You start with the top of the order again.
Urie with his third plate appearance in two innings. There's a high fly ball into center field. Coming on is Liam Thiemann. The shortstop, Rosentrader, is going to call for it. He has the catch, and the side is retired. But Staunton with eight runs in the inning, and after an inning and a half, it's Bulldogs 11, Carlinville nothing. We'll be back with the bottom of the second after these messages on WAOX. 11-0, Staunton leading over Carlinville as the Cavies come to bat here in the bottom of the second inning. Leading off for Carlinville, it'll be Kyle Bloom, followed by Colton Costello, and then Liam Thiemann. Three home runs by the Bulldogs in today's game so far, none of them solo shots.
No solos.
The first pitch from Caden Sylvester here in the bottom of the second is low for ball one.
So they covered all the others, two, three, and four. So it might be solo next time. You never know.
There's another one low. It's 2-0 now on the Cavi left fielder, Kyle Bloom. None of those home runs were cheap either. They were hit well.
Hit well. One would have been a double in a lot of parks, though, because it hit the top of the fence.
That's true, yeah. There's a,
that's a shot.
Shot into right center field. That's the deepest part of the park, though, and that's going to drop in fair territory, obviously fair territory, but it's going to stay in play is what I mean, and it is a leadoff double by Kyle Bloom.
Yeah, that one's probably even deeper than the 360, yeah. So that might have been one of the longer shots too, but unfortunately where he hit it, it's a real deep part of the park.
So a leadoff double here for Carlinville in the bottom of the second. They needed that one. They need every little bit to chip away here. They trail 11-0. Already in this game, and Colton Costello bats for the first time today. First pitch to Costello is right down central for strike one.
So Vistra had a long time of not pitching in between that inning.
Nine RBIs off of home runs for Staunton today. Then they had an RBI single and an RBI bases loaded walk. As there's a pitch low, it's 1-1. Costello, the right fielder for Carlinville today. You don't have to get all 11 runs in this inning if you're Carlinville. Just a few will do. There's a fly ball into center fielder. Urie going back. He's going back. He's at the wall. It is in play. A run is going to come around to score. Costello's going in a second, and he's got a double. So back-to-back doubles here in the bottom of the second, and Carlinville starting to show some signs of life in this game.
They're using the extra base hit, the doubles, to the fence as they hit back-to-back doubles.
Well, and the disadvantage about Staunton scoring all those runs, a lot of wait time for Caden Sylvester
right.
to throw pitches.
Long half inning that he has not thrown the ball.
So Liam Thiemann bats now with runner on second. Nobody out here in the bottom of the second. Already one run home. It is 11-1 as the first pitch to Thiemann is high for ball one. Thiemann, the eighth place hitter in the Cavvy order. He bats from the right side. Pitch is down central for a called strike one. Caden Sylvester with no strikeouts, no walks today, and has hit a batter. 11-1, Staunton with the lead. Carlinville at the plate with a runner on second. Breaking pitch is outside and low. It is 2-1. Crowd hasn't given up. It's still early. I mean, we're only in the bottom of the second. A lot could happen as there's a pitch that's high. They want an appeal. They're not going to get it. It is 3-1. The count on Liam Thiemann. There's a pitch that misses the upper part of the zone, and it is a walk. And that'll put another runner on. Runners on first and second, and Evan Bethard bats now for Carlinville. He bats from the left side. See, all Carlinville has to do is chip away here. If you're Staunton, you really want to settle down here. As there's a pitch that catches the inside part of the zone. It is 0-1. Pitch on the way to Bethard. Bethard, the designated hitter today for Alex Strutner. And he fouls it straight back. It's 0-2. We've already played a lot of baseball today so far, but we are only in the bottom of the second inning. Still nobody out. Evan Bethard, the batter, bats from the left side. We've got timeout called. Runners on first and second for the Cavvies. Caden Sylvester peers into his battery mate, Caden Shearlock. Sylvester has a sign. He fires a deep fly ball to right field. Treckler is going back at the wall. It is over the wall. Another home run. This time for Carlinville, a three-run shot. And it is 11-4. The Cavvies are back in this game.
First four Cavvies reach base, with the fourth being the home run. And we got a four-run inning.
And both ninth-place hitters in today's game have gone yard. 11-4. It is a seven-run game after it was an 11-run lead for Staunton at the start of this inning. If you were Staunton, it resets things, though. Now you can maybe take a breath and calm down a little bit.
Started with back-to-back doubles, then a walk, and a home run. It don't take long, does it?
No, it doesn't. Four home runs in today's game, three from the Bulldogs, and the first one for Carlinville just came off the bat of Evan Bethard. And that was a towering shot to right field. And Henry Kufa to bat now for the Cavvies. There's a high pop fly that's going to stay on the infield. Will it stay in play? Goss camping underneath it has it and makes the catch with two hands for the first out of the inning.
Yeah, we're on a good pace. I'd say at least 15 home runs in this game.
Something like that. And that'll bring up Aiden Taberzi with one out, and the base is empty. There's not a lot of wind blowing today, so it's not like the wind is helping a ton. There's a breaking pitch to Taberzi. It's in the dirt, and it is 1-0.
Warmer weather.
Yeah.
And nice breeze, like you say. It's not like a 20-mile-an-hour gust out of here or anything, but it is helping a little bit.
1-0 pitch 2 to Bersey. Outside and high, it's 2-0. One out, bottom of the second inning, 11-4, Staunton with the lead, Carlinville at the bat. There's a pitch that is outside. It is 3-0. Sylvester looked pretty good in the first inning. He's not looked as sharp here in the second. 3-0 pitch, 2 to Bersey. Down the middle, called strike one. To Bersey was going to take all the way. Not a lot of high school batters have a green light on 3-0. 3-1 pitch. High fly ball down the left field line. This one's going to go foul and out of play. It is 3-2. Ryan Hart waiting on deck for Carlinville. The pitcher now, after Tabersi had a short day on the mound. The 3-2 pitch to Tabersi is a ground ball to the second baseman, Mersch. He has it, fields it cleanly, and fires to first for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Ryan Hart for the Cavies, who bats with two outs now, and the base is still empty. Staunton scored three in the first inning, eight in the second, and Carlinville has scored all four of their runs here in the bottom of the second. First pitch to Hart is high for ball one. One-0 pitch on the way. This one's low for ball two. Sylvester still has no strikeouts today, has walked one and has hit a batter. 2-0 pitch, hit ball three. And Carson Weiser waiting on deck for the Cavies if Hart can reach. 3-0 pitch on the way. This one's low, and it is ball four. Four-pitch walk.
Second walk, both in this second inning.
And that'll bring up Weiser, who was hit by a pitch and stranded in his first plate appearance. Carlinville trailed 11-0 as they started this bottom of the second inning. They're now down 11-4. There's a pitch that is low for ball one to Weiser. Weiser bats from the right side. Sylvester peers in, checks on the runner at first, and now he has a sign and fires. That one's high. It's 2-0. He's really struggling to find the zone now. And this is where, if you're a fielder, you have a hard time staying sharp with all these balls. 2-0 pitch. There's a high pop-up on the infield. Or we're going to go out of play straight back behind us into the cornfield. Or bean field. Those aren't corn stalks.
We got corn to our right and beans to our left.
That's right. It is a strike off the foul ball, and it is 2-1 now. Sylvester taking his time, checking on the sign, finally has it, and the breaking pitch is low. It is 3-1 now.
Lost the strike zone and really taking a lot of time in between pitches. Like you say, your defenders will get a little back on their heels when you do that.
Now he's going to request a new baseball, maybe just to reset things. So the count is 3-1 now on Carson Weiser, who bats for Carlinville in the bottom of the second. Cavies have a runner on first base, two outs, trailing by seven. 3-1 pitch is a high fly ball. Center field going back at the track wall. It is gone again. This one to dead center field off the bat of Carson Weiser. My goodness, what is going on?
Well, we've done quite a few ball games, but we have not had a home run derby like this.
Starting to lose track. Is that five?
Well, you got three for Staunton and
two for Carlinville. So that was a two-run shot, makes it 11-6. We're still only in the bottom of the second inning. This is a shootout. So a two-run home run to deep center field off the bat of Carson Weiser for Carlinville. And the ninth place hitter to come to bat in this inning for Carlinville is Lonnie Rosentrater. 11-6 Bulldogs. Their once 11-run lead now down to 5. We've got a lot of baseball yet to play. Good news for Staunton is, yet again, it resets things. Sylvester pitches now with the bases empty as there's a strike right down central. It's 0-1 on Rosentrater. Lonnie lined out to the right fielder in his first inning plate appearance. Waiting on deck for the Cavies, Kyle Bloom. There's a pitch that's outside and low. It is 1-1.
I don't remember Carlinville started this inning off with two back-to-back well-hit doubles.
Yes, they did. 1-1 pitch to Rosentrater is a ground ball to the left side. Shortstop Best has it, does not have it, rather. And Rosentrater is going to be at first base with two outs. I'm going to give him a single because I don't think the throw beats him.
Too far to go in the hole to make the play.
So an infield single from Rosentrater, and now Bloom, who doubled earlier in this inning, will bat. My scorecard is going to be a mess by the time this game's over. It's a fly ball off to the right side, out of play for strike one. Runner on first for Carlinville, bottom of the second. Cavies trail Staunton 11-6. Carlinville already with 6 runs in this inning. They trailed 11-0 at the start of this frame. Caden Sylvester has his sign. The 0-1 pitch is low. It is 1-1. If you like runs and offense, this is the game for you. 5 home runs today combined. Staunton with 3. Carlinville with 2. And we're only in the second. The 1-1 pitch to Bloom with the runner going. Swung on and missed for a strike. The throw is in time, but the slide is underneath the tag. And it is a stolen base from Rosentrater. Again, the throw was on time. It was not on the correct side. It was right down the middle. But Rosentrater slid underneath the tag. The count, though, on Bloom, 1-2, so Sylvester still just a strike away from getting out of it. He peers in, has his sign, and fires in the dirt for ball 2. A lot of pitches thrown, and this will be the second time today that Sherlock for Staunton has headed to the mound for a visit. Not really even that, just going to hand him the baseball.
Point out, 2 outs.
Yeah. 11-6, Staunton leading. We are in the bottom of the second inning. And what a baseball game we've had so far. The 2-2 pitch on the way from Caden Sylvester to Kyle Bloom. Right down central, line drive, high fly ball, right center field, right fielder going back at the wall. It's gone again.
And that one sails over the 340 mark in the power alley.
11-8 after the 2-run shot off the bat of Kyle Bloom, and what was an 11-run lead for Staunton at the start of this inning is down to 3, and Zach Ferguson may have had enough for the Bulldogs. He's headed to the mound. And he's going to pull Sylvester out of this game. We'll take a break and reset things with this pitching change. You're listening to High School Baseball on 105.3, The Ox. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar back here at Carlinville High School. 19 combined runs in this ball game. Our score is 11-8, Staunton with the lead. And Zach Urey will be the new pitcher for the Bulldogs. He comes in from center fielder. Caden Sylvester, whose day on the mound is done, heads out to right field, I believe, and I think Evan Treckler might move over to center, but we'll confirm that with you as soon as we know for sure. Staunton scored 3 runs in the first inning for a 3-0 lead. They scored 8 runs in the second to lead 11-0. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Carlinville is still batting, and it is 11-8. We've had six home runs in this game, three from each team. No, this is not Wrigley Field with the wind blowing out, but it sure feels like it. I think Treckler did move over to center. I can't see that far away.
I have Kyle moving over there.
Yeah.
I think Kyle Faber went to center.
No, he's still in left. So now the batter is Colton Costello for Carlinville. He doubled in this, had an RBI double earlier in this inning. He bats now with the bases empty and a 1-0 count. And the pitch is low for ball two. Yeah, Treckler, the right fielder. No, they did move Favor over to center. Okay. I'm sorry.
I've seen his number in center. Yeah. I have not seen the number in left, so.
There's a pitch that is called strike. It's 2-1 on Costello. So we know the pitcher Sylvester moved over to right field. Kyle Favor is in center. Maybe Treckler moved over to left, but I don't know for sure. We'll find out when he jogs in. There's a foul tip, and it is 2-2 now on Colton Costello. That is assuming Staunton can jog in and the inning ever ends, because we are only in the bottom of the second inning in this game. There's a high fly ball into center field. Favor is going back. It's going to stay in the ballpark, and the catch is made for the third out of the inning. But damage is done. Carlinville scores eight runs, and after two innings, we have a ball game here. Staunton leads 11-8. We'll be back after these messages on WAOX. Well, if you've been tuned in from the beginning, you've seen a couple games worth of runs in this ballgame so far. 19 combined runs between these two teams. We are in the top of the third inning between Staunton and Carlinville. Bulldogs leading 11-8. And leading off for Staunton will be Sam Best. He has singled and flied out to the shortstop in his two plate appearances. Also has a run. First pitch from Ryan Hart inside just misses Best, and it is 1-0.
And we're all tied up in homers, I do believe.
Yeah. 3-3.
3-3.
This is easily the most home runs I've seen in a game combined, personally.
That's been about the whole year's worth for me. And that includes the two that I just seen last night in the softball game. So
there's a pitch that's low. It's 2-0 now to Sam Best. We saw the long layoff affect Caden Sylvester. We'll see how it affects Ryan Hart. There's a ground ball to the third baseman. Taberzi has it, fires to first, and first out of the inning is a ground out. See if we can get to a little bit quicker pace here. Caden Sylvester, the batter now. He's 2-for-2 with a single and a home run. Two runs scored total in today's game. He's now the right fielder after began the day as the starting pitcher. First pitch is a breaking pitch high and outside, 1-0. Sylvester, Favor, and Goss, each with a home run for Staunton. The 1-0 pitch. Breaking pitch catches the strike zone. It is 1-1. One pitch from Hart to Sylvester. Ooh, swung and fouled it off the umpire's mask. I hope he's okay.
Off his mask, and it took the mask right off the umpire.
Yeah, it did.
So it caught it at a bad angle.
I'll give him a little bit of time checking on him. He says he's okay. That's tough, though. And the count is 1-2 on Caden Sylvester. Hart peers into Kufa for the sign. He has it, and he fires. Breaking pitch, misses high. It's 2-2. Kyle Favor waiting on deck for Staunton, who is 1-for-1 on the day with a walk and a home run. Two runs scored, also a stolen base. 2-2 pitch is grounded up the middle. Shortstop Rosentrader has it. Nice pick. Fires the first. What a play by Lonnie Rosentrader. That's a good play moving to his left. And with two outs now, that'll bring up Kyle Favor.
Should we even mention it?
I'm not going to yet.
Okay.
I'm not going to mention it until it happens. First pitch to Favor is called strike one. I know exactly what you're thinking, though. And if you're wondering, I'll tell you if it happens. A one pitch, swung on, and might have got a piece, but regardless, it is 0-2.
Ryan Hart has looked pretty sharp in this inning, David. He's gotten that curveball, breaking more where he wants it.
0-2 pitch on the way to Kyle Favor. Breaking pitch misses high. It's 1-2. Caden Sherlock waits on deck for the Bulldogs if Favor can extend the inning. 1-2 pitch. Breaking pitch, fouls it off. We'll do it again. Interesting that Sherlock, the catcher on deck, took his shin guards off. That's confidence. Confidence in your teammate. 1-2 pitch on the way to Favor. Breaking pitch, fooled him, misses the upper part of the zone. It's 2-2. It did stay high, so I think it was the right call. But it was a good pitch. Count is 2-2 now on Favor. That one inside, and it hits Favor, who is not happy. He flings the bat in frustration. That one had some very late life to it. And no, Kyle, or no, Carl, we did not have the 1-2-3 inning.
No 1-2-3. Well, it had been something different, which it's still a possibility. We got a lot of game to go. That's the second hit batsman by the Cavalier pitchers, first by Ryan Hart.
Yeah. So Sherlock will bat now with a runner on first and two outs. Favor might be fired up now after getting hit. You know it doesn't feel good. Don't know exactly where it hit him, but he might also be trying to steal a base here. Get his own kind of vengeance here. First pitch, instead they'll check on Favor over at first base. Because I think they were thinking exactly what I said. Sherlock on the day, 0-for-1 with a ground out, did walk and score in the second inning. Also took third on an error. They'll check on Favor at first again. He's back in safely yet again. 11-8, Staunton leading Carlinville here in the top of the third inning. Bulldogs at the bat. This is Caden Sherlock. He bats with Kyle Favor at first base after the hit by pitch. Breaking pitch misses outside. It is 1-0. We've had three hit batters today so far, right? Or is there more?
Two by the Cavaliers, and yep, one by the Bulldogs.
1-0 pitch on the way to Sherlock. Fouls it off the end of his bat, and it is 1-1. Matthew Seavers waiting on deck for Staunton. Had an RBI single in the first and got a single and was stranded at third in the second. We're an hour and 10 minutes into this game and only in the third inning. Favor's going to try to steal second. The throw is not in time as Favor steals second base cleanly. And the pitch was called a ball on Sherlock. It is a hitter's count now at 2-1. Could be a very important run out there at second base. Bulldogs with a 3-run lead. But as we've already seen, that's not been enough. There's a high fly ball into left center field. The center fielder, Thiemann, is going over. It's going to be a sliding catch by Liam Thiemann. What a play by the Cavvy center fielder. And the Bulldogs are retired here in the third. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Your score, Staunton 11, Carlinville 8. We're back with the bottom half of the inning right after this on 105.3, the Ox. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for Carlinville will be Liam Thiemann, who ended the top half of the inning with a very impressive sliding catch. He will be followed by Evan Bethard, and then it'll be back to the top of the order in Henry Kufa. Carlinville bats here in the bottom of the third, trailing Staunton 11-8 in this Class 2A regional semifinal game. The winner of this one gets the winner of North Mac and Carlinville. That game can be heard right now over on WSMI-FM 106, and North Mac, last update, had a 6-1 lead over the Purple Panthers. Zach Urey fires a first pitch strike into Liam Thiemann, and that's how we start this bottom of the third inning. Thiemann was walked in his only plate appearance in the second. And the pitch, 0-1, is in the dirt. It is 1-1.
Bulldogs pitching has not struck out a batter in this ball game. They have walked two and hit a batter.
So the pitch from Urey here is high and outside. It's 2-1 now. Staunton led in this game 11-0. They now lead 11-8, and Carlinville at the bat could chip away even more as there's a pitch fouled off to the right side and out of play. It is 2-2.
Chipping away isn't something we've seen much in this ball game. We've seen long home runs, multiple RBI home runs.
Yeah. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Tiemann, called strike three right down central, and Tiemann is retired.
And that is the first strikeout by Staunton pitching.
And that'll bring up Evan Bethard, who homered back in the second inning. Hit a towering shot to right field. He bats from the left side. Pitch he sees here is high for ball one. Bethard, the designated hitter for the Cavies, hitting for Alex Strutner. Waiting on deck for Carlinville, Henry Kufa, leadoff man, as there's a pitch high and inside. It is 2-0 now. We've seen a lot of pitches inside in today's game. Already three hit batters. 2-0 pitch is low, and it is 3-0 now. Pitch now, right down the middle. It is 3-1. Pitch called strike two. That was right down the middle. And after being down in the count 3-0, Zach Urey has it full as he's pitching with quite the pace now, and he strikes him out with three straight strikes. Struck him out looking. And he's retired the first two.
The strikeout,
yeah,
of all things.
And now Henry Kufa to bat for Carlinville. Well, maybe we'll start seeing a better pace here as we're in the third inning.
Has picked up a little.
First pitch to Kufa, down the middle, four strike one. Waiting on deck for Carlinville is Aiden Taberzi if Kufa can extend the inning. Kufa 0 for 2 on the day. Pair of flyouts. There's a ground ball. Nice pick over there at first base by Frank Goss. And we have ourselves the first 1-2-3 inning of the day. After three, your score, Staunton 11, Carlinville 8. We'll be back with the fourth after this on 105.3, The Ox. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar, back with you from Carlinville High School at the Terry Tope Mobile Studios. Carlinville in the field now. Staunton coming to bat here in the top of the fourth inning. Leading off will be Matthew Sievers. And Carl, I misspoke. We were talking off the air. Litchfield's last regional championship win came back in 2012. That was Dennis Scobie was the head coach.
Was he still?
Yes. I misspoke. I said it was Castlebaum. It was Scobie.
Because I do know Castlebaum does take over within a year or two after that.
Yeah, it wasn't long after that. And there's a pitch that is in the dirt. It is 1-0 to Matthew Sievers. Sievers on the day for Staunton, 2-for-2 with a pair of singles, has an RBI, no runs scored. 1-0 pitch is a line drive to the shortstop, Rosentrader, who leaps and makes the catch for the first out of the inning.
Lonnie was kind of caught in between. I think he was ready to leap for a real tall one, and then the ball just kind of did a nosedive at him.
But a lot of
topspin. Yeah, it had topspin on it, and he made a good play catching it.
And that'll bring up Blake Mersch, who has no official at-bat on today's game. Has reached base twice, though, with a walk and a hit by pitch. He bats with one out, nobody on, in the top of the fourth. Both pitchers so far in this game have settled down now. They're the relief pitchers for each team, Zach Urey for Staunton and Ryan Hart for Carlinville. Breaking pitch lined into left field. That's going to drop for a one-out single off the bat of Blake Mersch. Mersch, his third time reaching base today.
First hit, though, huh?
First hit. First at bat, too.
It just seems like, yes, everyone's got a hit. But, yes, I guess walks and hit batsmen can also get you on base.
That's right. And that'll bring up Cody Urey for Staunton. He has an RBI walk and a lineout in today's game. So 0-1. 0-4-1, rather. As there's a pitch that's outside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Urey. Cody Urey. Waiting on deck is Frank Goss for Staunton. Urey bats from the right side. Hart checking on the runner now at first, and Mersch is back in safely. 11-8, Bulldogs with the lead as Staunton bats here in the top of the fourth inning. We'll see if Mersch is going to do some running here over at first. Hart has his sign. He fires. Runner's not going. The pitch is low for ball two. Urey's teammates wanted him to advance. Mersch's teammates. Blake, the runner at first for Staunton, has a little bit of a lead. Got to be careful not to stray too far. He's ready. The 2-0 pitch to Urey, not going, and he'll go back to first with no throw. It is 3-0 now on Cody Urey. And I think Mersch is maybe messing with Hart on the mound. Hart not able to concentrate as well. 3-0 pitch, runner not going, and it is a 4-pitch walk to Cody Urey.
Fifth free pass by the Cavaliers today. Go along with two hit batsmen.
And Don Borgini is coming out to the mound again for Carlinville. We're going to have another pitching change. We'll update you right after these messages. You're listening to High School Baseball on WAOX 105.3, The Ox. The third pitcher of the day for Carlinville is Colton Costello. He comes onto the mound, moving in from right field, and Ryan Hart moves over there to right field, so a simple trade-off here defensively for the Cavies. Staunton has runners on first and second here in the top of the fourth inning with one out and an 11-8 lead.
Well, the good thing is it's easier to warm up with this type of weather.
Yes.
Warm weather really helps a pitcher because, you know, you're changing a position, so you really haven't got to throw any on the side pitching. All you get is your eight throws to warm up, and that's it.
So we are ready to start here now as Frank Goss steps to the plate for Staunton. He is homered and reached on an error, has scored two runs in today's game.
See, Goss has the grand slam.
Yes, he does. He's got four RBIs today with that grand slam. He bats with runners on first and second. Staunton could put some pressure on Carlinville if they were somehow to score seven runs this inning. And there's a swing and a miss by Goss, and it's 0-1. The Bulldogs had an 11-run lead. It is down to three. It was a very busy second inning for both teams. Both teams scored eight runs in that inning. And there's a pitch outside for ball one. Staunton with three in the first, eight in the second. Carlinville, all eight of their runs came in the second, and that's where we stand. But the Bulldogs threatening here with a pair on, only one out. Breaking pitch is low, and it is 2-1. Costello peers into Kufa, the catcher, waiting for a sign. He has it, and he fires the 2-1 pitch. Goss swings and pops it up off to the right side. It could stay in play. There's room, and making the catch is Carson Weiser for the second out of the inning. He threw to the third baseman, Taberzi, just to make sure the runner at second wasn't going to advance. And back to the top of the order for Staunton in Zach Urey, who is 0-3 on the day. Zach, now the pitcher for the Bulldogs, who's looked pretty good. First pitch he sees, breaking pitch, catches the right part of the zone. It is 0-1. Last check we had at our game on WSMI, North Mac a 6-2 lead over Litchfield in the sixth inning. The 0-1 pitch to Urey, breaking pitch, ground ball, hard ground ball, off the glove of Taberzi, going to scoot away. One run is going to come around to score. Another run's going to advance to third on the play, and Urey will have himself a double here in the fourth inning.
Taberzi went to make the play, and then just out of his reach. Basically, he tips it away, or Rosentreter might have fielded it. I don't think they would have ever got anybody out on that.
No, that would have been tough. Yuri has some speed. A long throw for Rosentreter. Could have made the throw, but I don't think he would have beat the speed of Yuri. And that'll bring up Sam Best, who bats now with two outs and runners on second and third. A 12-8 lead for Staunton now. There's a breaking pitch high for ball one. Best is 1-for-3 on the day. He has batted in every inning so far. Singled and scored in the first, flew out in the second, and grounded out in the third. This one's in the dirt, doesn't get away far enough for the runners to advance. It is 2-0.
A real good block by Kufa.
Yes, it was. We're approaching 6 o'clock here on WAOX. We thank you for listening to this game. If you've been with us from the beginning, you've heard a heck of a ball game so far. 12-8, Staunton with the lead. That one misses the lower part of the zone. It is 3-0 on Sam Best. Bulldogs have runners on second and third. With two outs here in the top of the fourth inning, they lead by 4 over Carlinville. Colton Costello looking to get out of this jam. 3-0 pitch to Best. Is low, and it is a 4-pitch walk. We've seen a few of those today.
6 total given up by Cavaliers. Two hit batsmen.
And that'll bring up Caden Sylvester, who has homered today. Homered in the first inning, a 2-run shot. He also singled and scored in the second, and then grounded out in the third.
He kind of got the old long ball going for everybody, it seems like.
Yeah. The first pitch to Sylvester here is outside for ball one. Waiting on deck is Kyle Favor. If Sylvester can extend the inning, Favor has also homered. We've got a timeout called here by Don Borgini, and now we're going to have a position switch. New pitcher, or are we just going to switch positions? Okay, they are going to have a new pitcher. You don't see that a lot in the middle of an at-bat. But they're going to have, that's what they're going to do. So Costello is going to go back out to right field. Taberzi, who started the game, is now back on the pitcher's mound. So we'll keep it right here. The count is 1-0 on Caden Sylvester. He faces Aiden Taberzi, who will move from third base back to the pitcher's mound. Colton Costello, who was on the mound, moves over to right field. And I don't know who's moving to third.
Probably Reinhardt.
I would assume so. But we'll see for sure here in just a little bit. You're listening to high school baseball here on WAOX. We are in the Class 2A regional semifinal between Staunton and Carlinville.
All right.
And I was wondering what those numbers were at the top of the scoreboard over there. That's the pitch count.
Uh-huh.
45 for Taberzi, I believe. So he can still pitch. So, yes, you are correct. Ryan Hart does move back over to third base, I believe. We're back where we started this game for Carlinville defensively. 1-0 pitch to Sylvester is fouled straight back for strike one. Interesting move by Borgini here because Sylvester did homer off of Taberzi in the first inning.
True. And it was what, on already a 2-0 count that he makes the move?
A 1-0 count 1-0, that he makes the move, yeah. Count is 1-1 now after the foul ball. There's a breaking pitch. It is 2-1 as that ball's in the dirt. Another thing I haven't seen a lot of in high school baseball, a pitcher starts the game, gets taken out, switches positions, and then comes back on.
Haven't seen that too often either.
The 2-1 pitch on the way to Caden Sylvester is high and tight. It is 3-1 now. That had some late movement and nearly hit Sylvester, but did not.
Gillespie Miners used to do that a little bit, but they would just take the pitcher out to the outfield for a batter.
Bases are loaded for Staunton here in the top of the fourth. 3-1 pitch to Caden Sylvester. He lines it into left field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Two runs are going to score as the ball goes all the way to the wall. They're going to hold the runner at third. That is Sam Best, who gets back to third. And an RBI double from Caden Sylvester scores two runs to make it a 14-8 lead. And it's back to a six-run ball game, a six-run lead for for Staunton. And that'll bring up Kyle Favor now. Favor, who is also homered in this game, he is 1-for-1 on the day. Was walked and scored in the first, homered in the second, and was hit by a pitch in the third. Also stole a base, and the first pitch he sees here is high for ball one. 1-0 on Kyle Favor. Bats with runners on second, two out. High fly ball into left field. It's going to stay in the ballpark. Moving over is Kyle Bloom, and he makes the catch for the third out of the inning. But Staunton scores three runs in the inning, and after three and a half, the Bulldogs lead 14-8 over Carlinville. We'll be back with the bottom of the fourth after these messages on the Ox. An update for you from our game on WSMI. North Mac, an 8-2 lead over Litchfield as the Purple Panthers down to their last chance. They bat in the top of the seventh inning. Here in Carlinville, the Cavaliers come to bat, trailing Staunton 14-8 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Leading off for the Cavies will be Aiden Taberzi. Staunton scored three runs in the first, eight in the second, and three in the fourth for their 14 runs. First pitch to Taberzi from Zach Urey is way outside. It is 1-0. Taberzi 0-for-2 on the day with a pair of groundouts. He's back on the mound now, too. There's a pitch that's high. It is 2-0 now. Taberzi started the game on the mound, then moved to third base, and now is back on the mound. Cavies trail by six. There's one that's high again. It's 3-0 now on Taberzi. Still a lot of ball game left in this one. 14-8 as there's a four-pitch walk to the leadoff man Taberzi in this bottom of the fourth. And Ryan Hart bats now.
Third walk given up by the Bulldogs pitching. That seems like more, doesn't it?
It does. It sure does. Well, they've had a few hit batsmen this game, too.
Well, just one of them.
Yeah. Just pitch right down the middle to Hart. It's strike one.
But a lot of two- and three-ball counts to these batters.
Yeah.
Been grooving pitches, which we've seen the results of. Doubles, homers.
0-1 pitch on the way to Hart. Catches the outside part of the zone. It's 0-2. Carson Weiser waits on deck for Carlinville. He's homered today for the Cavies. What's our home run count at? Six total?
Yeah.
Three for each team. The 0-2 pitch on the way to Hart is outside. It is 1-2. Zach Urey, the pitcher for Staunton now. He started today's game in center field.
And I'm thinking none of them were solos.
No. There's a swing and a miss, the third strike. The batter is out because the runner was on first base. He advances to second. And it is a strikeout for the first out of the inning. No, the catcher did not catch the third strike, but first base was occupied, so it didn't matter. Runner at first does advance to second. So Carlinville, it kind of works as a sacrifice. Carlinville, a runner at second now with one out, and timeout called by Staunton as Sherlock, his third trip to the mound today, having some words with Zach Urey. Carson Weiser, the batter for Carlinville, he is 1-for-1 on the day with a home run and was also hit by a pitch. Carlinville, again, still just wanting to chip away at that deficit. It currently stands at 6, 14-8. First pitch to Weiser, right down the middle, called strike one. First pitch strikes are crucial. Urie peers in, taking his time, finally has the sign, and fires. Right down the middle again, it is 0-2. The winner of this game gets the winner of North Mac and Litchfield. Again, that game going on right now on WSMI FM 106. Panthers of North Mac, an 8-2 lead heading in to the top of the seventh inning against Litchfield. That one is on the outside part, misses the plate. It is 1-2 now on Weiser. See the wind blowing the dirt on the infield just a little bit now. The 1-2 pitch on the way to Carson Weiser. Breaking pitch is a ground ball to the right side, gets through. That's going to be a base hit. They'll wave in the runner. Will we have a play at the plate? We will, but it's not going to be in time as the throw. The throw gets away a little bit, and Weiser advances to second on the throw. RBI single off the bat of Carson Weiser. And it is now 14-9.
Good base running by the Cavaliers as they send that runner. And really wasn't no chance of getting him out as he has good speed. But
yeah,
that also allows the other runner to get an in scoring position from the throw to second base. So
Staunton would have been better off cutting that throw off, but didn't. And Weiser advances to second on the throw, and now Lonnie Rosentrater bats with a runner on second again. Still only one out. Cavies down by five. First pitch strike to Rosentrater. Lonnie on the day lined out to the right fielder in the first, singled and scored in the second. Also stole a base. That was an infield single, by the way. There, 0-1 pitch on the outside part of the plate. It is 0-2. Kyle Bloom waits on deck for Carlinville. He's had himself a day with a double and a home run and a pair of runs scored. 0-2 pitch to Rosentrater on the way from Zach Urie. Swing and a miss. Did not catch the third strike. They'll fire to first base. He's out there. The runner at second headed for third, and he is safe there. Catcher was a little bit confused there. It is a strikeout for the second out of the inning. The runner at second does advance to third. So Kyle Bloom now bats with the runner on third and two outs in this bottom of the fourth inning. The first pitch to Bloom here is called strike one. Bloom 2-for-2 on the day again. Double and a home run, two runs scored. Was his the three-run homer?
I don't know.
It might have been a two-run homer. Pitch outside to Bloom. It is 1-1. Carlinville hasn't had the RBIs off the home runs that Staunton has had. They have had RBIs on their home runs, but not like Staunton. There's a pitch. It's outside. It's 2-1 now on Kyle Bloom.
Yeah, no grand slam.
No.
And I think only one three-run homer.
Yeah. You might be right. 2-1 the count on Kyle Bloom. There's a pitch right down the middle. Kicked off the shortstop, or off the pitcher. No, it gets through, and it is an RBI single from Kyle Bloom. His third hit of the day, and now Kyle is a triple away from the cycle.
Another run. Brought home by the Cavies.
Makes it 14-10, and Colton Costello bats now for Carlinville. That one is outside, and it is 1-0 to the Carlinville right fielder. I have to double-check myself because a few of these Cavies have been all over the place defensively. 1-0 pitch to Costello right down the middle, called strike one. The throw to first, and Bloom is back in safely. 1-1 the count on Colton Costello. 14-10, Staunton leading. in the bottom of the fourth inning. This is not a high school football game. 1-1 pitch. Catches the outside part of the plate. It is 1-2. And now Zach Urie, a strike away from getting out of this.
Oh, the score definitely resembles a football score.
Yes, it does. A low-scoring football game at that, but still.
And we still have time left here, too, you know.
Yeah, we do. 1-2 pitch. Breaking pitch is a high fly ball to left field. Going back is Treckler back at the warning track. It's over the wall for another home run. A two-run shot. And Carlinville within two runs now here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Another two-point conversion. Man, oh, man. Well, now they have the lead in the homers, but still trail in the game.
Four long balls from Carlinville in today's game. It's 14-12. An 11-run lead for Staunton at one point in this game is now down to two. 14-12, bottom of the fourth inning here at Carlinville High School. Cavies do have two outs here in the bottom of the inning. And Liam Tiemann to bat. Zach Urie for Staunton trying to stop the bleeding there. There's a pitch that is low to Tiemann for ball one. Liam on the day, 0 for 1 with a strikeout and a walk. It's a ground ball to the shortstop. Best has it. Going to be a long throw. Fires to first. First baseman Goss picks it cleanly. And the side is retired. But Carlinville scores four runs, and after four innings of play, we've got a game on our hands. Your score, Staunton 14, Carlinville 12. We'll be back with the fifth after these messages on 105.3, The Ox. We head to the top of the fifth inning here at Carlinville High School. The Bulldogs coming to bat, leading Carlinville 14-12. Leading off for Staunton will be Caden Shearlock. He's followed by Matthew Sievers and Blake Mersch. If anybody can reach, it'll be Cody Urie. Pitcher on the mound for Carlinville now, I believe, is back to Ryan Hart, who moves from third base to the mound. Taberzi has pitched twice today.
Taberzi's back to third.
And Hart is on his second trip to the mound now. His first pitch to Shearlock is high for ball one. The 1-0 pitch is fouled off to the right side. It is 1-1. If Staunton were to score eight runs in this inning, it'd be really interesting for the bottom half because they could put pressure on Carlinville. But I don't know. There's a pitch that's low and outside. It's 2-1 now on Caden Shearlock.
Just one of those games you haven't seen before.
No.
A lot of things happen.
2-1 pitch is up. It's 3-1 now on the Staunton catcher. Caden on the day is 0-2, has walked and scored. 3-1 pitch, swung and miss, and it's 3-2. Staunton scored 3 in the first inning, 8 in the second, and 3 in the fourth. Swing and a miss and a strikeout to start this top of the fifth inning. Carlinville scored 8 runs in the second and 4 in the fourth. It is 14-12 as Staunton bats in the top of the fifth. Matthew Sievers bats now for the Bulldogs. He's 2-for-3 on the day with a pair of singles. He, one of the few Bulldogs to not score a run in today's game. And he sees a pitch in the dirt, 4-1. Taberzi started the game pitching for Carlinville. Ryan Hart came on in relief. Then it was Colton Costello, as there's a pitch high for ball two, 2-0. Then Taberzi came on in relief of Costello, and now Hart is on in relief of Taberzi again. 2-0 pitch to Sievers is called, strike one. We have received word North Mac has defeated Litchfield, so congratulations to Litchfield on a nice season. Their season comes to an end as there's a pop fly on the infield. The catch is made by the second baseman, Strutner. And that is two quick outs for Staunton. North Mac advances to the regional championship, which will be played Monday. They will host that regional championship. They await the winner of this game. Blake Mersch now will bat for Staunton. He bats with the bases empty, two outs. High breaking ball inside. It was slow enough that Mersch had plenty of time to get out of the way. 1-0 the count. Hart's 1-0 offering is low for ball two. Blake on the day was hit by a pitch in the first, walked in the second, and singled and scored in the fourth. 2-0 pitch. Jam shot, high fly ball down the left field line. It's going to go foul. It's going to be 2-1. Pulled it just too much.
Inside pitch kind of caused that by Ryan Hart.
7 home runs in today's game. 4 for Carlinville, 3 for Staunton. The Bulldogs with the advantage here, a 2-run lead. There's a high fly ball to left field. Coming on is the left fielder, Bloom. It's going to drop in front of him for a 2-out single.
That's what you get for playing at the fence.
You've had two in today's game.
This is true. That one, boy, that just died out there compared to all the others. I figured that would carry to the outfielder, but no.
And Cody Urie bats now. Runner on first and two down. He bats from the right side. The first pitch from Hart is low for ball one. They'll fire to first base, and Mersch is back in safely. Cody on the day, lined out in the first inning, an RBI walk in the second, and a walk in the fourth, and was stranded at third, so he is 0-1 on the day. The 1-0 pitch, outside, it is 2-0. We are in the top of the fifth inning at Carlinville High School. Bulldogs a 14-12 lead over the Cavaliers. 2-0 pitch to Cody Urie. Catches the outside part of the plate. It is 2-1 now. Frank Goss waits on deck for Staunton if Urie can extend it. Cody, the designated hitter for the Bulldogs today, hitting for right fielder Evan Treckler. Started the day in right field. I think he's in left now. Catches the outside part of the zone again, and it is now 2-2. Hart gives a glance to the first baseman, or the runner at first, has his sign, and fires the 2-2 pitch. Outside and low, it's 3-2 now. And Mersch will be running at first base. We'll see if Hart fools him and makes a pickoff attempt here. He will not. The runner's going. 3-2 pitch is outside, and it is a 2-out walk.
So 7 free passes, walks, 2 hit batsmen by this Cavaliers pitching staff.
And big Frank Goss, who has a grand slam in today's game, steps to the plate with runners on first and second, 2 outs in the top of the fifth inning.
He can definitely be the RBI leader with a swing here.
Yes, he can. There's a pitch that's outside and low. It's ball one. Frank is the fifth man to bat in this inning for Staunton. 1-0 pitch is low. It's 2-0. Fire down to the runner at first. The tag is applied, and he's back in safely as he slid underneath, dove underneath the tag. It was close. Don Borgini is going to head out to the mound. What's he going to do here? Hart does have 70 pitches in today's game. I don't think he'll make the change here with 2 pitches thrown in this at-bat. We've seen him make a pitching change with 1 pitch in an at-bat. But it'd be even harder for a new pitcher to come in with a 2-0 count. Just having a word with his battery here and pep talk, and he heads back off. Umpire informing him of how many trips to the mound that was for him. So here we go. Frank Goss, the batter for Staunton. He bats with a 2-0 count here in the top of the fifth inning. Bulldogs with runners on first and second, two outs, and a two-run lead. 2-0 pitch to Goss is low for ball three. 71 pitches thrown by Ryan Hart in today's game. His second time on the mound today. 3-0 pitch, right down central, called strike one. Zach Urey waits on deck for Staunton if Goss can reach. 3-1 pitch on the way. Is inside, swings at it, pops it off to the left side. It's going to go out of play. Count now full on Goss. Unless that pitch had some late break, that might have been ball four.
Believe you are right. But it's been a hitting day for a lot of these guys.
Yes, it has. If it's in the zone, they're swinging. Or anywhere near it. 3-2 pitch on the way to Goss. As the runners go, it is just misses the outside part of the plate. And Goss is on with a two-out walk. And that will load the bases. They're saying it's outside. And to the top of the order for Staunton brings Zach Urey. Zach on the day, 1-for-4 with a double. He's grounded out once, struck out, flied out, and has that double. He bats here with the bases loaded in the top of the fifth. He hits a high fly ball down the right field line. It'll go well foul for a loud strike one. That one's into the cornfield. Nowhere to put him if you're Ryan Hart in Carlinville. Bases full of Bulldogs. Top of the fifth inning. A 14-12 lead for Staunton. The 0-1 pitch to Urey is outside and low. It is 1-1. We are approaching 2 hours now for this ball game. Sun continues to set. Still plenty of daylight, but there are no lights here at the ball field. We'll keep that in mind. That one is outside and low. It is 2-1 on Urey. Carlinville does have experience playing a suspended game in a postseason. As that one catches the plate, it is 2-2 now on Urey. And now Hart, a strike away from getting out of this jam without allowing any runs. The 2-2 pitch, breaking pitch, swung on and missed, and Hart is fired up. Excellent pitch by Ryan Hart, gets out of the jam, and Staunton strands the bases loaded. We've played 4.5, and we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Staunton leading Carlinville 14-12. We'll have the bottom half of the inning right after these messages on WAOX. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Carlinville High School. 26 combined runs, a two-run game, as Staunton leads Carlinville 14-12. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar with you from the Terry Tote Mobile Studios here at Carlinville High School. Leading off for the Cavies, it'll be Evan Bethard, and then back to the top of the order in Henry Kufa and Aiden Taberzi. Zach Urey still on the mound for the Bulldogs. He's the only relief pitcher to throw for Staunton. And the first pitch he fires to Bethard is low and outside for ball one. Evan on the day, homered in the second, and struck out in the third. The 1-0 pitch is a ball. It is 2-0 now. Right? That's a strike. Is it only 1-1? I thought it was 2-1, but the scoreboard's saying otherwise. Two strikes now.
Sure, two strikes.
I think it's 2-2, but they're going to say, the scoreboard says 1-2. I don't know, as Bethard's going to call late timeout. We'll see if the ump updates us on what the count is. We know it's a two-strike count on Bethard. That one is outside. 3-2.
Full count. Full count.
I was correct. I'm not going crazy. The 3-2 pitch on Evan Bethard. Swing and a miss, and a strikeout to start this bottom of the fifth inning. And Henry Kufa bats now. He's 0 for 3 on the day, a pair of flyouts and a ground out. Urey fires a pitch that catches the outside part of the plate. It is 0-1. Zach with 85 pitches on the day now for Staunton. He's pitching the good pace here now. That one's in the dirt. It is 1-1 now. He is not taking his time. 1-1 pitch on the way to Kufa. It is a line drive down the right field line. It drops foul. It is 1-2 now. One thing I just noticed about Zach Urey on the mound, he has a singular black sleeve on his right arm. I wasn't sure that was allowed. Pitchers had to have either both sleeves or no sleeves, but maybe I'm just mistaken. I know they can't have white sleeves.
That's probably the case.
1-2 pitch as Kufa just gets a piece of it, and he stays alive. Good piece of hitting there.
I'll tell you, Zach's looked good. Since he's picked up his pace,
yeah.
He's struck out now. Five batters, most of them here in the last couple innings.
The 1-2 pitch on the way to Kufa is a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, sliding play by Sam Best. Quick throw, fires to first for the out. Good play there by Sam Best and Frank Goss.
Best and Goss have teamed up a couple plays, actually.
Yes, they have, and that'll bring up Aiden Taberzi with two outs and nobody on. We're in the bottom of the fifth here at Carlinville High School. You can hear the wind picking up now. And there's a pitch right down the middle called strike one. As the sun continues to set, the wind picks up just a little bit more. 0-1 pitch to Taberzi, swung on, popped up, straight back, and it is now 0-2. Urey pitching with a purpose here in the bottom of the fifth. Still a lot of ball game to play in the bottom of the fifth. Ground ball weakly hit to the pitcher. Urey has it, fires to first, and the side is retired. 1-2-3. After five, Staunton a two-run advantage over Carlinville. Your score 14-12. We'll have the top of the sixth for you after these messages. You're listening to High School Baseball here on WAOX 105.3, The Ox. Well, Carl DeBar, if you would have asked me in the second inning, the top of the second, if we would have seen the sixth inning, I would have said, I don't think so, because it was 11-0 at that point. It is now 14-12 in the top of the sixth inning, as there's a leadoff base hit for Staunton. Sam Best running hard out of the box. He leads it off with a single, as he was thinking about to, but he wisely stays at first base.
Yeah, I would have agreed with you. The odds are that usually when they have an inning like that, the game is going to be over in the five innings because of the 10-run rule.
11-0 Staunton led after an inning and a half. It is 14-12. Bulldogs clinging to a two-run lead here in the top of the sixth as there's a first pitch strike to Caden Sylvester. 0-1. Sylvester on the day homered in the first, singled and scored in the second, grounded out in third, and doubled in the fourth. Had a couple of RBIs on that double. There's a strike to Sylvester, and it is 0-2 now. Sylvester started this game as the pitcher. Didn't fare too well. A rough second inning for him. The 0-2 pitch on the way from Ryan Hart to Caden Sylvester is high, and it's 1-2 now. I guess Hart is technically the fifth pitcher today for Carlinville, but Taberzi started. Hart came out in relief. Colton Costello was the third pitcher. Then Taberzi came back on in relief, and now Ryan Hart back on in relief of Taberzi.
There's been a lot of pitchers.
Yes,
even though there's only been three.
Only three for the Cavies, but
four changes.
Yeah.
Between them.
The 1-2 is the count on Caden Sylvester. The pitch from Ryan Hart. Breaking pitch is a high fly ball off to the right side. Not enough room for Weiser to make the play, and we'll do it again. We've seen a few Cavies lose their hats on the field today, and the wind has picked up as the game has progressed. little to no cloud cover here at Carlinville High School. 1-2 pitch on the way to Sylvester. That one is high. It's 2-2 now. Staunton would love some insurance runs here. Carlinville would like to keep it at a two-run game. 57 pitches on the day for Ryan Hart. So we're in the top of the sixth. Breaking pitch is a high fly ball to center field. Liam Thiemann is camped underneath it, and he has it for the first out of the inning.
One part of the park that'll hold a pretty good fly ball, and that's the center.
That's right. Dimensions say 360 out there to center field. We've seen 7 home runs today total in this game. 3 from Staunton, 4 from Carlinville. Kyle Favor hit one of those, and he steps to the plate now. That was a 3-run shot back in the second inning. Breaking pitch is a ground ball to the third baseman, Taberzi. Can't field it cleanly. Favor is quick, and he beats out the play at first base. What do you think, Carl?
I could go either or on that one, too.
It was hard hit.
I think he should have fielded it.
I would agree with you. We'll call it an error on the third baseman, Taberzi. Best advances to second on it, and it'll bring up Caden Shearlock. And Don Borgini back out to the mound for Carlinville. Probably another pitching change for the Cavies. Is Colton Costello going to jog into the mound? It will be a pitching change, and we'll have it for you. But we'll take a break. 14-12, Staunton with the lead. Carlinville, a pitching change here in the top of the sixth inning. You're listening to 2A Regional Baseball here on 105.3, The Ox. So for the second time in today's game, Colton Costello and Ryan Hart trade places on the field. Hart heads out to right field. Costello, the relief pitcher yet again, his second time on the mound today. So Taberzi has pitched twice. Hart has pitched twice. And Costello has pitched twice for the Cavies. The batter for Staunton will be Caden Shearlock. He bats with runners on first and second. Only one out here in the top of the sixth inning. The Bulldogs a 14-12 lead. First pitch from Costello here is down central for strike one. Shearlock on the day has grounded out, walked and scored in the second, flew out in the third, and struck out in the fifth. So 0-for-3 on the day officially. 0-1 pitch is popped up straight back and out of play. It is 0-2. That pitch by Costello was the 13th of the day for him. He didn't pitch much in his first relief appearance.
No, he did not pitch much.
In fact, he was the pitcher who was taken out after throwing one pitch to Frank Goss, I believe it was. As there's a high fly ball to left field. Kyle Bloom goes back a little bit, now tracking inwards, and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. And with two outs, that'll bring up Matthew Seavers for the Bulldogs. Matthew on the day, a pair of singles and a pair of outs. Bulldogs would like to add some insurance here. They lead by 2 after leading by 11 earlier in this game. They didn't lead for 11 by long, though.
No, not by long. We're just thinking, oh, Carlinville could get a couple here, a couple there. No,
they
went
got
after
eight.
All of them. 8 of them.
As there's a strike called to Matthew Seavers, it is 0-1. Yeah, I said they just needed to chip away.
Chip away.
And they scored 8.
They used one big axe.
Seavers, a ground ball up the middle. Rosentrader has it. Tosses to second for the third out of the inning. So Staunton strands a pair of runners in the top of the sixth inning. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Carlinville coming to bat, trailing the Bulldogs 14-12. We'll be right back after these messages on WAOX. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar back with you from the Terry Tote Mobile Studios here at Carlinville High School. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Zach Urey still on the mound for Staunton, and the Bulldogs lead Carlinville 14-12 as the first pitch to Ryan Hart here in the bottom of the sixth is called strike one. Urey's second offering is outside and low for ball one. Hart on the day singled and was stranded at second in the first, walked in the second, and struck out in the fourth. The 1-1 pitch is outside. It's 2-1 now. Staunton scored 3 in the first, 8 in the second, and 3 in the fourth. As there's a pitch that's in the dirt, it's now 3-1 on Ryan Hart. The Cavies scored 8 in the second and 4 in the fourth, as there's a called strike 2 and the count now full on Ryan Hart. It'd be big if the Cavies got their leadoff hitter on here. Pitch is swung on and fouled off to the left side. That would have been ball 4.
Probably so, yeah. All you need is one base runner for the tying run to come up.
That's right. Carlinville has not led in this game. Staunton jumped out to an 11-0 lead. But again, it wasn't that way for long as Carlinville answered with 8. Swing and a miss by Ryan Hart, and the first man is retired here in the bottom of the sixth.
And old Zach Urey all of a sudden picked up 6 strikeouts in this ballgame.
He's pitched well lately. He's at 64 pitches so far on in relief of Caden Sylvester. Carson Weiser bats now for the Cavies. He has homered in this game. First pitch he sees, a high fly ball deep left field. Going back is Treckler. He's at the wall. It is gone, and it is a one-run game after the solo shot by Carson Weiser, his second long ball of the day.
Down that 3-10 line.
It stayed fair, and now Carlinville just one run shy of tying this game up. What a game we've had here today. 27 runs between these two teams. Now Lonnie Rosentrader bats here in the bottom of the sixth.
9 home runs have hit this ball game.
8, I think we're at.
Really? I think they had 4, and that was the fifth for the Cavaliers.
I thought Staunton still had 3.
That pitch is
called strike 1, by the way, to Lonnie Rosentrader. Lonnie Rosentrader.
It seems so long ago. It's hard to remember.
Well, I'll count here in just a sec.
Okay.
The count is 1-1 on the Carlinville shortstop. The 1-1 count to Lonnie. Catches the outside part of the plate. It is 1-2. Staunton with 1 home run, with 2 home runs, with 3 home runs. And that's it.
That's it. So is it 5 to 3?
That is 8. Yeah, 5-3. And there's a ball. It is 2-2 now on Lonnie Rosentrader. 3 home runs for Staunton on the day, 5 for Carlinville. There's a pitch in the dirt. It's now 3-2 on Rosentrader. Even though Carlinville leading the home run battle, Staunton leading the overall score just by 1 run, 14-13. This is the closest it's been since the first inning. And there's a walk to Rosentrader, and the tying run is on base for Carlinville.
Fourth walk by the Cavaliers, or by the Staunton Bulldogs. They've also hit a batter.
Kyle Bloom, the batter for Carlinville, 3-for-3 on the day, as a triple shy of the cycle. If he did that, that would tie the game, as there's a pitch that goes back to the backstop. Wild pitch advances Rosentrader to second.
Tying run.
Yes, it is.
In scoring position.
Yes, it is. Only 1 out, too. So now, a single could tie this ball game.
Rosentrader has good speed. We've seen it.
1-0 the count on Kyle Bloom. Urey has his sign. He fires. That one's right down central. It is 1-1. Might not get a better pitch to hit than that one. But he chose not to swing, and it is 1-1. Colton Costello waiting on deck for the Cavies. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. It's 1-2. You know, we haven't seen a lot of swings and misses in today's game.
No. And Zuri, Zach has actually been the only one that have many strikeouts.
Yeah.
That's a lot of bats, too, that he's faced.
1-2 is the count on Kyle Bloom. The pitch is a ground ball to the second baseman. Mersch has it, fields it, fires to first for the second out of the inning. But the tying run advances to third. And it's 90 feet away now for Carlinville after the ground out to the right side. And that'll bring up Colton Costello, who will bat and try and get that tying run home. So So here we go. We are in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's not the last chance for Carlinville, but a crucial play here nevertheless. Runner on third, two outs for the Cavvies. Bottom of the sixth. First pitch to Costello, called strike one. Colton on the day has a home run. Also an RBI double and a pop out. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Costello. It is high. It's ball one. Liam Tiemann waiting on deck if Colton can extend it. 14-13, Staunton with the lead. Cavvies with the tying run at third. It one is in the dirt. Good block there by Shearlock. Keeps the runner at third. The count now 2-1 on Costello. What a ball game here at Carlinville High School. A classic 2A regional semifinal game in this Macoupin County South Central matchup. The 2-1 pitch to Costello. Misses high. It's 3-1 now.
Well, Costello, being the pitcher, could really be the big hero here.
Yeah.
He could give himself a potential win.
He could. 3-1 pitch on the way from Uri to Costello. It is high and misses, and it's a two-out walk. Maybe not the worst thing, though.
Fifth walk. Giving up.
And we're going to have a mound visit by head coach Zach Ferguson as Liam Tiemann will come to the plate. Will we have a pitching change? Uri has thrown quite a few pitches. That was his 80th of the day. Everyone's on the mound in the infield. We'll see if they leave him in here or not. It's a long chat if they were just going to take him out. No word yet. Still talking to him, and now the home plate umpire will come out and tell him to hurry up. And Ferguson comes off the mound with Uri still holding the ball on the mound. The conversation between the defense still going on, and now the crowd will dissipate. So here we go. Carlinville with runners on first and third, bottom of the sixth inning. Cavvies trail Staunton 14-13. Tying run at third base for Carlinville. Go-ahead run at first. And Liam Tiemann will bat for the Cavvies. He's reached base only once today.
Probably decided if they're going to just let the runner from first take second.
That pitch is right down central, called strike one. Tiemann does have a walk in today's game. He struck out and grounded out in his other two plate appearances. 0-1 pitch to Liam. On the outside corner, called strike two. Good start there for Uri in this at-bat. Liam got to be protective here. Uri peers in, and the runner at first is halfway to second. What is going on? Runner is headed towards second. Now he's going back. I don't know. No balk was called, so the runner at third is not going to advance. The runner at first might...
Could take second.
Could just take second. What is he doing?
He's trying to get him to go after him and have the runner from home third come in.
He's going to let him potentially go. He's backing up towards first. He doesn't care if he goes to second. He's just worried about the...
Runner at third.
And that's a smart play. I mean, it's a smart play if you're the pitcher. Just... He's giving you second base. If you're Carlinville, okay, take it. If you're the pitcher, you're worried about the batter. You got two strikes on him. You don't force an errant throw or anything. Just let him go. So smart plays all around. Here we go. 0-2 the count on Tiemann. It is, whoa, just missed it. And it is called ball one. That was close. That was close, Carl. But it is 1-2 the count now on Liam Tiemann. Nevertheless, the go-ahead run now at second base for Carlinville. Sure. The 1-2 pitch to Tiemann, swung on, ground ball to the second baseman. Nice hop to Mersch, fires the first, and the side is retired, and Uri gets out of it. What a gutsy move by Zach Uri on the mound. And that retires the side. Carlinville strands a couple of runners, but they do get one run off the home run from Carson Weiser. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Your score... Staunton 14, Carlinville 13. We'll be back after these messages on 105.3, The Ox. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar, back with you from Carlinville High School. We are in the top of the seventh inning. in this 2A regional semifinal game. Staunton leading Carlinville 14-13. The Bulldogs coming to bat. Carlinville scored one run off a solo home run in the bottom of the sixth, stranded a pair of runners at second and third, and the Bulldogs clinging to a one-run lead as they bat here in the top of the seventh inning. Leading off for the Bulldogs will be Blake Mersch. Then it'll be Cody Urey and Frank Goss. So 7, 8, and 9 in the Staunton order. Anything hit into right field right now, by the way, is going to be difficult for anyone to field. There's a big breaking pitch. It is called ball one on Mersch.
With all these runs scored, we got a one-run ball game.
Yes, we do. 1-0 pitch to Mersch as a ground ball down the third baseline. Foul, just foul, and it is 1-1. It's close. I can't argue either way. I don't have the right angle to tell the umpire he was wrong.
It was right down the line, basically. In the air when it went over third, possibly.
But. Yeah, he had the best view. So it is 1-1 on Blake Mersch. There's really no argument by anybody there. So the 1-1 pitch is low, and it is 2-1 now. 14-13, that is 27 combined runs in this game. We've had 8 home runs, 3 hit by Staunton, 5 by Carlinville. The 2-1 pitch on the way to Blake Mersch. It is a high fly ball deep to left field. Bloom is going back. He's camped underneath it, moves to his right, and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. In case you missed it, Staunton had an 11-0 lead after an inning and a half, and then Carlinville scored 8 in the bottom of the second, and it's been a close game ever since.
Just a few runs added by both teams.
Yeah. Then. Cody Urey bats now for Staunton. That one is in the dirt for ball one. The winner of this game will play North Mac in the regional championship on Monday. That's a game you'll hear on the Tally Broadcasting stations. The Panthers of North Mac defeated Litchfield by a score of 8-2 earlier tonight. You heard that game, or you could have heard that game, over on WSMI FM 106. There's a pitch fouled off, out of play. The count now 1-1. I think that's our first Amtrak of the day.
Seems like it.
If we were at Litchfield, it'd be a different story. There's a 1-1 pitch grounded right back to the pitcher. Costello has it. Now he tosses to first for the second out of the inning. And with two outs now, Frank Goss will bat for Staunton. He is homered on the day, has also walked and reached on an error, has scored a pair of runs. He is the ninth place hitter in this Staunton batting order. So Zach Urey, who is currently the pitcher for the Bulldogs, waits on deck. Breaking ball that didn't break enough for Costello stays high, and it is 1-0 on Goss. There's a pitch in the dirt. It's 2-0 now. Levi Ubelt, our producer back in the ox pen at our Tally Broadcasting Litchfield Hillsboro studios, doing a great job. 14-13, Staunton the lead over Carlinville. There's a bloop shot over to the right side. Diving catch made by Alex Strutner. What a play made by the Cavs second baseman.
Huge catch there just to end the inning, but just a great play defensively.
And Staunton goes down in order, so we'll head to the bottom of the seventh inning. It's the last chance for Carlinville. They trail by one run in this 2A regional semifinal. Don't go anywhere. We've got a heck of a finish here on WAOX 105.3, the Ox. The first pitch to Evan Bethard here in the bottom of the seventh is low for ball one. Pitch number two, right down central. The count is 1-1 on the ninth place Cavvy in this Carlinville order. There's a shot off to the left side and out of play. It's 1-2 now. We are in the bottom of the seventh inning in this regional semifinal game. Carlinville batting, trailing Staunton 14-13. And that pitch nearly hits Bethard. Instead, it's in the dirt, and it is 2-2. Bethard has homered today, but has struck out in his other two plate appearances. He's the ninth place hitter in this order. Again, it's 9-1-2 in the Carlinville order this inning. Zach Urey still on the mound in relief for Staunton. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and the first man for Carlinville is retired in the bottom of the seventh.
Strikeout number 7 for Zach.
And Henry Kufa, who is yet to reach base for the Cavies, bats now. Staunton now 2 outs away from advancing to the regional championship. Again, the winner of this game faces North Mac on Monday at North Mac in the regional championship. North Mac defeated Litchfield 8-2 a little bit ago. The first pitch to Kufa called strike 1.
Well, Zach Urey's probably pitched the most innings of any pitcher today, and he's been the most effective.
There's a high fly ball into right field for Staunton. Is dropped out of the glove of Caden Sylvester. Could not handle it cleanly. I told you anything hit to right field was going to be murder.
Yep.
The sun going to play torture on the defenders. That is an error on the right fielder, so Kufa reaches for his first time today. E9 on the play. And Carlinville now has life as they were in danger of the first two being retired. But instead, it's a runner on first, the tying run on first, with one out in the bottom of the seventh. There's a pitch high and away to Aiden Taberzi for ball 1. Aiden on the day has walked and scored and has been retired in all of his other plate appearances. He bats from the left side. The 1-0 pitch is a high fly ball off to the left side. It's going to be a foul ball. Is it going to stay in play? It will, but nobody can get there in time, so it'll be strike 1. Slapped it off to the right side into no man's land over there in foul territory. 1-1 the count on Aiden Taberzi. Carlinville with a runner on first, one out after the error by the right fielder, Sylvester. You hate to give him an error on that, but it should have been made. It was in and out of his glove. The 1-1 pitch to Taberzi on the way from Zach Urey. Right down the middle and fouled straight back. It's 1-2 now. Ryan Hart waits on deck for Carlinville. Most of the damage by the Cavies offense today has been done by the middle of the order, and we're still a couple of batters away from that. 1-2 pitch on the way to Taberzi, who is now right on top of the plate. He hits this one, slaps it into left center field. Is it going to be caught? Did he make that catch? It is out! What a sliding catch made!
They might have a double play.
The throw to first. Not in time as the throw gets to the fence, and the runner will not advance. Wow! What a catch made in left field by Evan Treckler.
We think.
They called him out.
No, I meant. I think it's Evan Treckler.
Yeah.
I think it still is, but it's, yeah, they moved around a lot on us. So.
It is Evan Treckler out in left field. That's what we're going to say it is. So that is the second out of the inning, and now Carlinville down to their last out. The first pitch to Ryan Hart, who will be the batter, is low for ball 1. Hart has struck out twice today. He's singled in the first, and he walked in the second. He bats with the tying run at first base, 2 outs. And there's a hard ground ball to the shortstop. Best has it, bobbles it a little bit, got to be quick. Fires to first, he is out, and the game is over. Staunton advances to the regional championship. What a ball game played here at Carlinville High School. What a game. The final score, 14-13. As Carlinville coach Don Borgini going to thank the umpires for the job they did here today. They did do a fantastic job. What a game this was. Staunton wins it 14-13 over Carlinville, and the Bulldogs will advance to the regional championship game on Monday against North Mac. We'll take a break. We'll wrap it up after this on WAOX 105.3, The Ox. Congratulations to the Carlinville Cavaliers. What a season that they had. Their season comes to a close today, though, after falling in this one 14-13. Congratulations to the Staunton Bulldogs. They advance with a win 14-13. Carlinville could have easily rolled over after falling down 11-0 early in this game, but they battled back, and ultimately, Carl, just came up one run short.
Came up one run short. It was a great battle by both these teams. They both played good. We had some fantastic defensive plays. I'm giving a little extra kick out for Zach Urey because he pitched great down the stretch there.
Yes, he did. He came on in relief of Caden Sylvester, who started today's game for Staunton. 8 home runs combined in this game. 5 off of Carlinville, 3 for Staunton. But Staunton had the advantage where it mattered most. 14 runs to 13 Carlinville runs. Carl DeBar, final thoughts.
Well, like I say, Zach was a key to a game. It was really an experience to see that many home runs hit in a high school game. I know it's not the deepest park in the world, but all those balls were really crushed.
Yeah, yes, they were. Thanks to our producer back in the studio, Levi Ubelt. He did a great job, as always. Thanks to our sponsors. Please go out and patronize the sponsors you heard here on this broadcast. For without them, none of this is possible. We cannot do any of this. We cannot bring any high school sports coverage without those. So, again, any business you heard here on the broadcast this evening, please go out and patronize them. Finally, thanks to our hosts, Carbonville High School. They treat us so well every time we come here, and we look forward to coming here each and every season. Once again, for Carl DeBar, I am David Jenkins. Our final score, Staunton 14, Carlinville 13. This is David Jenkins saying so long from Carlinville.